السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعد. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا نحن نزلنا الذكر وإنا له لحافظون، صدق الله العظيم. Dear respected ulama, respected brothers and elders, mothers and sisters, our guest from South Africa, respected Mufti Ismail, Hafizahullah wa ra'ahu. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of us to serve the deen of Islam. It is Allah's selection that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has selected us to be here and to be part of His deen. Sheikh Ismail rahimahullah, the father of Maulana Ismail Ilyas rahimahullah, a great alim. Normally what he used to do, he used to carry water whenever the poor people and workers used to come surrounding Nizamuddin. He used to feed them, he used to pour them water, give them water. After giving water, he used to come to the masjid and pray 2 rakat. And he used to thank Almighty Allah, "Oh Allah, you gave me an opportunity to do this service." Let all of us think and keep our intention very clearly that Allah who select us to serve for this thing. There are nearly 25,000 students with the Maulavis, Ulamas and the students, boys and girls in this country. More than 250 institutes are involved to carry this message. Message of Allah, Rasul and Quran and Sunnah. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has selected us. Let us think how we can bring into our life good qualities. I would like to say that Imam Bukhari rahimahullah, the great Imam who memorized 600,000 hadiths, he in his collection of Jami' al-Sahih al-Musnad al-Mukhtasar min Umur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wa ayyamih, al-Jami' al-Sahih, he kept the name al-Jami' al-Sahih al-Musnad al-Mukhtasar min Umur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wa sunanihi wa ayyamih. This was a long name but Imam Bukhari kept to his Sahih Bukhari. In Sahih Bukhari, in the last chapter, the last hadith, what he want to say, a simple message, that is Allah is going to scale our deeds in the day of Qiyamah. يَوْمَ نَزِنُ الْمَوَازِنَ الْقِسْطِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. The important part of Imam Bukhari rahimahullah, after memorizing 600,000 hadiths, he selected 7,000 hadiths to be compiled in Sahih Bukhari. First, he narrates about intention. The last he says, Allah is going to scale our deeds in the day of Qiyamah. For that he has narrated one hadith. He says, Kalimatan habibatan ila rahman, khafifatan al lisan, thaqilatan fil mizan. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanallah al-azim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to scale what? The words, what we utter, what we pronounce, what we read, what we speak. That was the time that nobody can understand how it's possible to scale human activities, how it's possible to scale a person speaking, how it's possible to scale one person's act. But that was the Quran, that was Quran. And Imam Bukhari says the tradition of Rasulullah says kalimatan, is two words that is very easy to pronounce, but it's very heavy in the scale, and Rahman the Creator loves it. That is Subhanallah bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. The one thing we have to understand, the remembrance of Allah will have very heaviness in the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to scale it in the day of Qiyamah. The second thing, according to Hafiz ibn Hajar rahimahullah, who has written a wonderful commentaries of Sahih Bukhari, he says the next important thing is good qualities, moral ethics, husnul akhlaq. the good attitudes, good akhlaq, good ethics will be scaled in the day of Qiyamah. The humbleness, the kindness, the forgiveness, and whatever good qualities we can bring into our life. I would like to say Al-Ain, the institute which was started, I think, when Brother Najimuddin's daughter went to study in the Mu'inul Islam Madrasa in South Africa. The day he thought to send his daughter to South Africa, he himself travelled and took it to Mufti Ismail. I personally visited him 10 years back. Last year also we visited to his madrasa where Ummu Karam was studying. He was not present, but Alhamdulillah we was having this link. Al-Ain was blessed with Mufti Ismail and various other scholars and good our elders who are guiding this institute. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide all of us. Let us, the students who are passed out in from this madrasa institute, let all of them think broad. We are one family. 250 madrasas, 25,000 students, whatever way they are acting for this, our message is very simple. We are not only for Sri Lankan Muslims, we are for every human in this world. Al-Ain should take a message for entire human in this world and this country especially. And for that, in brief, I am telling two things. One is dhikrullah, the remembrance of Allah. Second, good qualities we should try to bring into us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to scale why you laughed and why you cried. The reason of crying and reason of laughing, smiling, it is our religion. If you smile and laugh to criticize somebody else, it will be scaled in bad deeds. If you smile, it will, for the good of others, it will be scaled as a good deed. Allah is going to reward us for our tears and our smile. This is a wonderful, beautiful religion Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. At last, dear respected listen brothers, Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullah Ali gave a wonderful message. He says, faith and expecting reward and the sunnah of Rasulullah alayhi sallam, remembrance of Allah and sincerity. So five things, five qualities, each and every individual, let them be staffs, the head of the administration, the advisors, the scholars, students, parents who are gathered here, let us take these five important qualities. What Sheikh Yusuf rahimahullah mentioned, he said, faith, expecting reward from Allah, and the way of our beloved Rasulullah alayhi sallam, and remembrance of Allah, sincerity. To bring faith into our life, we must invite towards others towards Islam, deen, our friends, our fellow brothers and our family members. Second, to bring the virtues into our life, whatever deed we do, we should do expecting reward from Almighty Allah. The third thing, whatever we do, we should do the way Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam guided us. The fourth, remembrance of Allah. Fifth, sincerity. To get faith, to invite towards Allah. To get the virtues, whatever field we are, businessman, engineer, lawyer, whatever field you are, try to understand what Allah and Rasul has guided us on that field. And number three, the way of Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam, how Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam guided us. Number four, remembrance of Allah. Try to sit for a while, at least 10 minutes a day, and remember Almighty Allah. And let us do everything for the sake of Allah. Allah is the only, the creator and sustainer, provider. He is going to scale everything in front of Him. We are answerable to Allah. Whatever we do, let us do for the sake of Allah. May Allah accept me and all of us. I think a wonderful message has been given. This card, anybody can just take this card and see. This is a message to every individual. If when you do a deeny thing, you spend for that. When you do your wedding and other part of, reduce your expenditures. I think this message is more than enough for everyone to understand what is Al-Ain. ஐன ஸ்பெண்ட் enough money to print a wonderful card, and through that they are giving a wonderful message. For thee you spend, for your dunya you reduce your expenditures. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of us. Wa akhir da'wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
For more lectures visit slhub.com.